Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're listening to a Mint podcast brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome to Top of the Morning by Mint, your weekday newscast that brings you five major stories from the world of business. It's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. My name is Nelson John. Let's get started.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
The Indian equity markets increased marginally on Wednesday. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty both rose by about 0.15%. Vodafone Idea, Tata Consumer, and Sun Pharma were some of the notable names that lost a lot of shareholder value during yesterday's trading session. The board of Tata Sons is soon headed for a revamp, with two directors set to retire over the next 15 months, reports Varun Sood. Last month, a new independent member joined. In effect, about one-third of Tata Sons' 10-member board will be going through a turnover in just over a year. The main task for the new board members will be to ensure that the Tata Group becomes a debt-free company. The group currently owes over 20,000 crore rupees to its lenders. But through selling of shares in its crown jewel TCS and other measures, Tata Sons can realistically achieve this goal by next year. Kotak Mahindra Bank received a huge jolt yesterday when the banking regulator barred it from onboarding any new customers online. The Reserve Bank of India also barred Kotak Mahindra from issuing any fresh credit cards. RBI said that serious lapses in the bank's IT services had forced it to take such a drastic measure. Shayan Ghosh writes that existing Kotak customers shouldn't face any hurdles. But this is a huge loss of confidence for new CEO Ashok Vaswani's bank. At Mint, we've been steadily bringing you some in-depth election coverage. For today's long story, we invited Ruhi Tiwari to write about the election landscape in Uttar Pradesh. UP is inarguably the most pivotal state when it comes to the grand election. 15% of all elected Lok Sabha members come from this state. But what issues are UP citizens voting on? The usual, writes Ruhi. Electricity, roads and water. India's most populous state will vote for the party that guarantees them these basic necessities. However, the ruling BJP is expected to win this state again, not because of the Ram Temple, but because of an improved law and order situation in the state. Ruhi gets the on-ground pulse from Lucknow, Ayodhya and Mathura for this deftly reported story. If you watched IPL this year, a host of betting apps would have tried to lure you in. But if you log in, they don't just offer bets on how much Dhoni will score or how many runs RCB will lose by this time. You can even punt on the results of the general election. Varuni Khosla writes that the Advertising Standards Council of India has flagged brazen promotions of these illegal betting apps, but none to avail. These issues assume importance, especially as the Supreme Court forced Patanjali to apologize for its misleading advertisements and hold up other consumer goods companies as well. If you've seen any betting apps on a website, chances are that you have searched for some betting sites yourself. This is called a targeted ad, catering to specific users' needs, based on the search or browsing history. If you're surprised, I agree. It's quite invasive. To help with that, the Ministry of Corporate Affairs has initiated the Digital Competition Bill. This bill is only likely to be taken up after the national elections concluded, but will help with maintaining your privacy online, reports Girish Chandra Prasad. However, executives from the ad tech industry have said that this will result in fewer monetizing avenues. In this battle for privacy versus revenue, who will win? We'll only find out by the end of the year. That's when the bill is likely to be introduced in the parliament. We'd love to hear your feedback on this podcast. Let us know by writing to us at feedback@theratelifemint.com. You may send us feedback, tips, or anything that you feel we should be covering from your vantage point in the world of business and finance. That's all for today. Thank you for listening, and we will be back tomorrow with a fresh episode of Top of the Morning. Have a nice day.
Top of the Morning by Mint.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow & Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.